Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, witches and bitches, tramps and vamps, masked men of mystery, role-playful women through history, belladonnas, an erotic persona. As nights grow long from the witch's hex, we enter the realm of scary sex. There, darling, don't be afraid. 'Tis the season of masquerade, so come all ye witches, ye dark brides and grooms. 'Tis the time to hop on your brooms, fly past your fears, and over the years of oppression, repression, being burned at the stake, stoned by the shake, or drowned in the lake. Time to rise up, ye sexual renegades, join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Straddle your flying phallic strap-on brooms, turn on your vibrators to the moon. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and porn stars, protesters and love doctors. Time to put on your party mask as you take off your daily mask. Time to reveal what you often conceal, your erotic persona, your inner belladonna, your secret identity, your Bergmanesque entity. Your evil twin, the wizard within. Time to awaken, stirred and shaken, your heart beating like a bongo, your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kind of scary. A pirate, a priest, a fascist, a fairy. When out of the clear with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion. And fun. Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of just what excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological. It's neurological. And it can be pathological. So, be careful, consensual, practice safe sex, and don't overdo. And stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear gets your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much burns your meat. Stick that in your bag of tricks or treat. And this Halloween weekend, or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon on your vibrating broom. Join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you unless you really want her to. And then she will. So much for my fake bloody stab at Halloween poetry. Let's enter reality now this Saturday night after Halloween. We're having a little Radio Susie 1 wake here in the studio at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am losing my voice, especially after emoting with such passion through my poem. So I'm going to introduce my other hosts here to help me. First of all, Brother Joe.
Hello, doctor.
I can't hear you, Brother Joe. Where's your voice?
I don't know.
There you are. Now I can hear you.
That was very poetic.
Was it poetic?
Really
did it rock you?
I really like that.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. That was rhyme? Was that straight from the hip, doctor?
Rhyming.
Was that straight from the hip?
I'm not that good. No,
I was going to say, wow.
Write it down.
Skills.
No, I wish I could do that, you know. Maybe a little bit of it I might have come up with spontaneously in a drunken state, but no, I slaved over it, if you really want to know.
I did.
Okay. Not this year. Anyway, and hello, Brother Bran.
Hey, man.
That was a good rhyme. There you go. How's it going? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Or as we say, Fatoween.
Fatoween. Mm. Fat like P-H-A-T-O-ween?
No. Fat like F-A-T.
Oh, like F-A-T.
Like too much
eating
candy.
A lot of candy. Yeah. Oh, right. The candy. Do we have candy?
Like big bag of Reese's Everyone candy.
That was the
candy.
Best.
Oh, yeah.
It was no, like a Reese's
I got
fest.
These kisses, yeah. These truffle kisses, though, are really quite elegant decadence. The truffle kisses.
They like and melt on your
tongue.
You
can't eat too many
they're
of them.
So
and
then
they're a bit intense.
They're thick and rich and good. You know, and then there's the candy corn,
also creamy,
which I'm always expecting to taste better than it tastes.
Candy corn,
it's
so
like
good.
Got such
so
memories
good.
For me.
Never
and
been
I,
a
and,
fan.
And I have an emotional feeling about candy corn that never is quite matched by the actual taste in my mouth, which is like you
maybe
know.
Maybe we should get you some gourmet
sugar.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Gourmet candy corn. Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
Okay,
sure
the ladies
the
who
Ralph
are talking
downtown.
Need to be introduced. Excuse me. We have Sister Terry back from her travels.
Hello, hello.
And Sister Sarah Sue.
Hello, world.
Always traveling through your mind.
Yes, traveling in my own head.
World. Mm.
So, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Everyone. Right, we're having a low-key Halloween like this year. Last year we had a big, huge, crazy party. I actually had a vibrating broom.
Yeah, it was a fun party.
It
I
was
had
great. You
times.
Were Jackie O.
Yeah, Jackie
okay,
o.
We're going to talk about it soon, but our number, if you want to call us, is 213-749-1330, or if you're cheap, you can call our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068. And we're talking about scary sex and other aspects of sex. In a way, all sex is scary.
I heard we were talking about scary sex, so I was like running right. through my sexual history memory bank, trying
yeah.
to pick.
What'd you
pick,
come up with?
Like from
yeah.
15 minutes ago.
I'll need more specifications than just scary sex.
I do want to leave it kind of open ended. I mean, sex. That
I need more
details. There's a lot of different kinds of scary.
There are different
scary,
kinds.
You know.
Right. I can't pick one.
Sex
without
with
more.
A stranger is almost always a little scary, unless you're really drunk.
Sex with a stranger.
Yeah. Or sex in a scary place,
like the principal's
where you could
office
be exposed.
At school,
or the
yeah.
backseat of a Volkswagen.
Oh, did you do it in
or
the principal's
church.
Office in school? Is this from reality or fantasy?
Oh, from reality.
Principal's office?
Well, I was dating his daughter.
Nice.
Oh, no, so, you're dating the principal's daughter, and she's
not only was he the principal, but he was also a pastor of a church.
Wow. Brandilli, you got an A
and
that
you had
year.
Sex with his daughter in his office.
Mm-hmm.
You are an asshole.
I had sex in the Bible closet at Hebrew school, but that no sex in the pastor's office.
You guys are crazy.
Office,
I never had sex
that.
Anywhere near church or anything like church.
I had
church.
Sex in a car in the parking lot of a church.
Religious temples to be kind of sexy
erotic.
In
erotic.
their anti-sexy sexness. That, you
I
know,
agree.
The fact that you're not allowed to do it. Like super not allowed yeah. makes it even more exciting. Mm.
There's no hot tub. Right.
I would have
been
loved
safe
to
for me.
Have sex in a church. I've mentioned it multiple times, and I'm still waiting for it.
All right. Any offers? Any churches open for Terry's?
Yeah, let's
sex?
Open up the temple.
You know what Marilyn Monroe said that her ultimate fantasy was to just stand naked in front of a congregation at church. And masturbate in front of everyone while everyone worshipped her instead of God.
Wow.
That's really hot.
It's Queen Isis style. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that's you know? Really hot.
And I mean, it's so realistic in a way with Marilyn Monroe because
yeah.
she was worshipped. She is worshipped.
Still.
She could
still
probably,
worshipped.
If she was alive today, someone would do that for her, set up that scene so she could
yeah.
do it.
I would definitely
yeah,
raise
nowadays
my flag.
We could set it up. In
maybe
those days,
Susie, you
it
should
was,
do it in on memory and everyone can worship you.
Well, you could do a recreation.
Yeah.
In
okay.
honor of Marilyn.
Everyone can work.
Wow, you could do it like on her birthday or something.
Marilyn masturbation.
And then we could get a bunch of press for it.
Yeah.
Marilyn masturbation Monday.
Is that like our family fun day?
I was trying to find a third one, but that was the quickest I could get it.
How about graveyards? Anyone ever had sex in a graveyard?
Oh,
yes.
I wish.
Yes, at Yale.
Really?
Totally.
And, oh, and,
do tell.
And
do
that
tell.
Time, I was too
so
drunk
bad.
To be afraid.
Yeah, then there was that demon
I mean,
that was
I,
boning
I was,
me in the
I
ass.
I was
oh.
all over everything. So what's going on with this guy?
They had a great
sex
graveyard,
in the mausoleum.
Graveyard
awesome.
Sex
We're
going
to take some
a
of our calls
dead person.
Now, okay? So let's talk to Mark on line one, who wants to talk about masturbation.
No way.
I know. Isn't that an interesting, unusual topic for this show?
Yeah. Well, we got to make it scary somehow. Let's hope it's
scary. Mark. Scary masturbation.
Hello, Mark. I'm your mother.
Tie a noose around your cock.
That would be scary, right? Okay. Since you wanted to be scary.
That's great. Good one, Sarah.
Some guys might like that, though.
Uh-oh. Not scary enough.
Okay. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you too.
You okay? So, we're talking about scary sex tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Is masturbation scary for you, or what's your story?
Well, I would like to masturbate.
You would like to masturbate?
Yeah.
Can you do it in a scary way?
Like, do a scary voice or something?
I think he's already doing that.
Are you always nice to these callers? Because you get a lot of them. How are you consistently nice to them?
I am the masturbation mother or godmother of masturbation. They come to me.
You feel for them.
They want to masturbate for you.
Your horny masses yearning to masturbate.
I would appreciate the first couple of them. I'd be like, that's cute. You want to masturbate? Let's do it.
I have laryngitis, though, Mark. So I can't talk to you in a sexy voice, okay?
Maybe it's a little sexier to him. I think you sound sexy.
Yeah, but it cracks every once in a while.
Would it help you if we all talk that way?
I kind of talk that way all the time anyway.
All right, Mark, go for it.
Smelly cat.
Want me to masturbate now?
Yes, I want you to masturbate now.
I thought you already were, and you were almost done.
Okay.
We can make it scary. Masturbate!
You know, we are on radio, and time is money, even though this is highly uncommercial radio. Still.
Hold on a minute.
What was that? You have to talk louder, Mark, because I have my ears.
We have to hold on a minute. I don't know why. We can't hold on. You
hold
do
on
it.
A minute? We're going to start talking about something else.
Go. Go.
Good.
Do it.
Okay.
What's taking so long?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How are we doing now? I don't hear anything.
We want the jerking now.
Yeah.
I think we scared
Mark,
him off.
Mark, I'm going to have to leave you. Goodbye.
Bye, Mark. Good luck.
Bye. Good luck.
We
he was too scared.
Him.
You see,
yes.
There's all different forms of scary sex, and we scared him. You know, your mother cracked.
You tried masturbating with five people laughing at you.
I am your father.
Right, he just wanted to have a private moment with me and millions of
listeners. Well,
good.
Let's scare all our callers today.
Yeah,
I think that's
what
a great idea.
I am
okay,
all
so
okay, how
Roger.
Are we going to scare the next guy?
Roger is on line
three. You just
got
to feel
Roger,
it out.
Roger, I knew you in elementary school.
All right. These are scary.
Roger, what up?
I have your credit report.
Oh, Roger's deep into it.
Roger, are you sleeping?
You
is that
like
snoring?
Roger's trying to scare us.
Is that hiccuping? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Excellent. I mean, not really, but I like to say that.
What's your favorite?
You know, you like to say
movie.
Awesome, excellent, and then you sound like crap. That's me.
That's life.
Sound like you're having fun.
I have a little laryngitis.
Oh, do you?
It's because I was screaming Obama.
Barack.
Are you still in your bed? You see yours?
What?
Hello?
You know you have to.
Hello,
Roger. Roger.
Are you still in your bed? With your
wait. I can't understand.
I want to hear his lovely accent.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Roger.
What's that?
Oh, I said go ahead with what you're saying.
Are you still in bed with your nurse?
Am I still in bed with the nurse? No, that was last Halloween. I'm now in bed with Terry and Sarah and Bran and Joe, and it's a kind of a strange bed that has computers on it and
we're all family here.
Consoles, but anyway, that's where we are. It's Halloween.
Favorite kind of bed.
Same kind of thing.
I'm watching on TV now.
Fantastic.
Really?
I look much better then, and I sound better also. So I'm glad you're watching me on TV as opposed to really listening to what's going on right now.
I was
fascinated
by this breathing.
You look really sexy with that lingerie on.
What are you doing
the
over
lingerie
there?
Lingerie is
he's
doing
deep
it.
Deep in it.
Pardon me?
Tell us what you're doing while you're watching me in my lingerie.
Because you look really sexy. And you're at the party.
Sexy and what?
I said you're really sexy.
Oh, I'm really sexy. Okay.
You got a sexy body.
Sexy body. Where are you from?
That's original.
It sounds kind of like Ali G.
Yeah.
Is Ali G calling us? You have a sexy body.
That's how you know you've made
what
it.
What is this accent, darling?
I think we've made it.
Roger, we have so many questions for you. Where does the accent come from? What is the heavy breathing all about? I mean, how come it's so heavy? Are you like 900 pounds?
Are you running while you talk on the phone?
Are you in bondage?
Are you being chased by troopers?
Did you take too much Viagra and you just cannot finish? What's going on?
What's that?
Roger is scary because he's unfazed.
What'd you say?
Roger,
sorry, I keep wanting to just repeat it.
Roger, are you naked right now or are you wearing a costume?
I'm naked.
He's naked.
Scary.
Naked.
Take a look at me, bugger.
Are you doing the three knuckle shuffle? What's going on?
You got some Halloween candy for me?
You gonna get some candy corn?
Yeah. We like the sticky kind.
Just
the stickier the better.
Roger.
What candy do you like?
The sticky kind.
Your
the ooey,
candy,
gooey,
Roger.
Gooey, gooey Santa.
What kind is that?
Yes, yes. Coconut cream in the middle.
Oh, yeah, work
okay,
it. Go for
is
it.
Going more. This is that breathing. Sounds like
yeah, stretch it out.
What are you ladies doing right now?
He needs a vaporizer.
We're listening to you, Roger.
Who are you in your accent? School, Roger.
Horribly.
Hello, Miss
Roger,
Money
where
Penny.
Are you from? Where are you from?
Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
That sounds Midwest to me.
Is this an Illinois accent here?
I think it's your general in the middle of nowhere.
No way, that's got to be some Cockney. I swear to God.
Just because that's what you hear, just
I
that's
Cockney.
What it is.
You just want it to be Cockney.
Give me your Illinois
Roger.
Accent again, Roger.
Yes.
Where are you at in terms of your, you know,
progress? I'm in California right now.
Oh, you're in California.
California.
This is now scary. Because he's in the same state.
Are you downstairs in the dungeon?
Are you running up and down our stairs? That's why we hear you.
Are you underneath Dr. Susie's chair?
That's too scary. I hope you're having fun, Roger, because we are with you.
Roger, I hope you can come soon, because really,
because otherwise we're going
to
give up. Or
there are other
happy.
Scary people we need to
phone.
Talk to.
Okay.
Do you want me to come?
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Always, baby, always.
Give us the candy.
Are you going to come, too?
Trick or treat. Yeah, we're all going to come.
We're all going to come.
We're all going to come.
Come. I
do you do this
come.
All the time?
I want to come. I want to come. I want to come.
So do you guys do this all the time? Because this is the first time I've done this.
We do this all the time.
All day.
So I can call it in time? Or?
Yeah, masturbate away, man. It's all good.
We sleep in that big bed together and come together and talk to
we have
men on the radio who need masturbation
one very
material.
Experienced
it's quite
woman
messy. It really
and
is.
One sexy witch. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We got other people, so it's got turn into a thought.
He's engaged.
Yeah, he's coming right now. You just started.
Great.
Listening.
Okay,
all
that
right.
Was it.
Devices.
Okay.
Good very job, nice. Roger.
Way to go, Roger!
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you, Roger.
And that's
and
all he needed from us.
Man, I feel so used.
They always just come and run.
Come and go is what we say. Come and go.
He's embarrassed.
Man
sorry,
run.
I didn't have my penis. So, you know.
I know. I know. I know. It's sad. It's sad. We treated him very well.
Yeah.
Really, really
yeah, we did.
Laughed
well,
at him
I
a little
made
bit.
I fun of his fake British
not
accent.
I think
bit.
He got off on it a little bit. He got off on it. I
so
really think
so.
So,
we have... Who do we have here? George?
He had a much better time than we did.
George on line 4.
Nobody has a better
and
time
we
than
had a
we
great
do.
Time.
No George on line 4.
Is there George on line 4?
No, George is gone.
Fuck George.
Why men are attracted to certain types of women? Okay.
Blind men?
No, why men.
Why
men. Okay, and then we have Mark also is calling back.
Mark is calling back.
No, boring.
Wah.
Is there anybody else
Mark
there?
Is boring.
Don't let them pressure you, Mark.
213.
Like,
we'll give him one more chance.
I would like right, to masturbate.
If anyone else would like
would
to masturbate in a scary or creepy manner, call us.
Like a robot.
213-749-1330. I hear it ringing.
George is now on line 3. We got George.
George.
Okay, George.
George, line 3.
George of the jungle.
George.
Yeah. George.
Hi.
Hi, George.
What's up?
You are...
I am.
Hey, George.
Excellent, George.
And she told us about the rabbits, George.
Well, that's also, you are going on, because we are, you are on the radio now. It's your turn. What do you want to talk about? We're talking about scary sex, you know, but we're kind
talk
of
talk about
open.
The rabbits, George.
Okay.
The rabbits.
Have you ever had scary sex, George?
No. Like with a monster?
Well, she just did that like yesterday.
Right. Maybe if you were sober, you'd think she was a monster.
We're not talking hentai right now. We're talking like IRL.
Eerie comic books.
I mean, like Frankenstein.
Like what?
Like zombie
George,
sex.
George, did you just
like
wake
zombies.
Up?
No.
Okay. What did you want to talk? What is on your mind?
What are you curious
why
about,
did you
George?
Call?
Well, because I wanted to release some energy.
He wants to masturbate.
Cute little way to put it.
You're the third one. This show is like free masturbation night.
We just get everybody off. That's,
I think
come on,
George wants
the world.
Some jungle love.
I don't have to, though. I could talk with you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, now I want you to get off.
No, he actually
nice
has
ones.
A slight all
right, let's just get down to business. Start wagging the meat. Let's go.
A slight amount. Right.
Yeah, we
pull that pud.
I want to hear what you have to say, George.
Log that dolphin.
I want to hear a little bit of what you have to say.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's bring it on.
Let's go. Let's do this.
What can you bring to the table?
I like asking people to tell a story from their own past. Really, I'm a fan.
Okay.
Oh, a story?
Yeah, tell us your scariest story. Sex you've ever
tell
had.
Tell us about your parents'
costume. It doesn't have to be with a monster.
No, it could be where somebody walked in on you, or you were
story.
In a
really
scary
a
place, you're outdoors, or something.
With a
what
scary
if I've never had sex before?
You never had
you're
sex.
You're a virgin.
Yeah.
How old are you?
That is
21.
That's
okay.
Why he said
that's
like
so
a
cute. Like a monster. Oh my god, are you a little comic book loving like virgin? That's
21 year old.
No,
that's just what you want.
Yeah,
so.
No, it is though. I'll scare you, baby. It's okay.
She is pretty scary.
So okay, what was your scariest masturbation ever?
I actually got walked in on before.
Ooh, well that's scary sex. That is.
Yeah.
Who I walked in?
My sister.
Ooh.
Wow, good. What happened?
Okay, what happened there? Set the scene. Tell us what you were doing, where you were, what was happening.
Sorry.
Okay. No, this would be a good story.
Just out of school, in the bed, like it was hot as fuck, and I'm in the bed covered, so she thought it was kind of weird. And I was just stroking away.
In your bed?
Yeah.
How did she get into your room?
It wasn't locked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Oh, you've got some
you
guts.
You like it dangerous.
Yeah,
I like
I
you.
Under
edge.
The covers, but unlocked. Yeah, I just, yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, under
nice.
The covers, but unlocked. All yeah. Right, that's cool.
Nice
and then, she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Just
so wait. Let me ask you about a detail here. Hang on. So were you on top of this chick? Was she on top of you? Like,
no, he was
masturbating.
God,
what are you
and
talking
his sister
about?
Wait, I have a question.
Terry got
Harry's
so excited,
excited
she imagined you with a girl.
Else.
I did. I really did. I got that excited.
You forgot he was a virgin.
Yeah. Come on.
No, there was no other body involved.
Were you pitching a tent?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was like poking above my head, so she couldn't see my face.
Right, right. Yeah, like
well,
a little pyramid.
All you had to do is just tell her that your house was built on top of an Indian
and then,
and your blankets
and then,
were
she
asked, somehow
she actually
haunted
pulled
by
the cover
ghosts.
Off.
She pulled
too
the
much.
Cover off.
Oh no!
Yeah,
really?
Fucking naked.
Is this your
she knew?
Older,
wait, she
older, or younger sister? Older, or younger sister?
Older.
This is a good story. Oh, I'm paying attention now.
Older sister pulls the cover off.
Yeah.
Did she just walk up and
say
yank it?
Say hello to Mr.
Like,
Wiggles.
Like all rude, or did she pull it back all sexy style?
No, just like a quick yank.
A quick like
yank.
A sister would
was
do.
Was she like,
oh, like a
magic
trick.
What are you doing?
And you had your hand on your cock like right then?
Oh,
yeah, that was kind of weird. And then
one
like,
on her face
did you,
caught
did
her
you
laugh,
or did you
did
jump
somebody
up?
Laugh? Did anybody laugh?
Like, pop goes the weasel.
No, she never talked about it after that.
She never talked
she
about it.
She just pulled
did
it.
Did she run out?
Pulled the cover off and what? What did she do?
She kind of like made a screaming noise.
A
and then
a
just ran out.
She screamed
and ran out.
And ran out.
Why'd she pull the blanket back?
Talking about scary. What did she expect?
This is total scary stuff.
Maybe she expected you to be wearing
her. It's so normal and natural.
I wish I had a brother.
So basic.
That would have been fun.
And you would have pulled back the covers
and
screamed.
Oh, all the time.
You would have laughed. You would have laughed.
You have a penis.
Yeah, I see it.
Where you guys at?
You're wearing a Girl Scout.
Am I live on air?
Are you what?
Am I live?
You're live.
You are so live.
You are totally live.
Nice.
You're the star of the show now,
you
George.
You are the star.
Where are you from?
The jungle.
California.
California. You in L.A.?
Temecula.
Temecula.
Ew,
it's hot out there.
Winner.
Temecula's a terrible place.
Winner.
I do remember hating it. I don't remember why, though.
I think there's a prison there.
Oh, yeah. Are you in prison?
My what?
He wouldn't be a virgin if he was in prison.
No, right. He'd be used and abused.
No, I'm not in prison.
Are you blushing right now? It sounds like you are.
Do you go to school or do you work?
Both.
What are you studying?
Just getting my degree in business.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere with your tent pole and your.
I was hoping for computer
programming.
Yeah.
Blast some in your sister's face.
Hang on. How come you're a virgin? What's up with that?
I don't know. Everyone says like I'm cute and all that kind of bullshit, but nothing ever happens.
Things like bullshit.
He doesn't know how to close the deal.
Really? Nah, yeah.
Sink the eight ball.
I mean, you're obviously not too shy. You're live on the air talking about how your sister checking out your dick, you know, so.
Maybe he's just looking for the right one.
Really? Those guys are usually pretty gay.
Maybe he just, like, kicks the ground and, like, looks down when he's in person with a girl.
Well, tell us, George, what keeps you a virgin at age 21, which is not, by the way, too old to be a virgin, you know.
No, 40. But it's right on the edge. You know, it's right on the edge of being too old.
Oh no!
Called back.
He called back.
Right? That sounded accidental. He called back.
I wanted to find someone for him.
But Mark has called
back. Hit
him
up to Buffy or something.
Oh, Mark.
Mark. All right. Let's punish ourselves.
Maybe he's
now
ready
with
to
Mark.
Come.
Fine.
Okay, Mark.
Only until George
calls
back.
Again. I guess. What line
no
is
sister
he?
Involved.
Mark.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, yo. No, we've Mark. Got someone else named
Hello.
Junior.
What's up, Mark?
Hello?
Hey, Mark, we were
Hello?
Just
Who's
teasing
this?
You.
Yo, Mark,
we
what's up?
We were really in the mood.
Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Are you going to say anything, or are you just going to kind of whimper?
Are you going to put us on hold again?
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to masturbate for
Not really,
no.
but you want to.
No, we don't. I know you don't really.
So hot, Mark, please.
Kind of over it.
We've already had two of those.
Two moments.
We've had a
one
lot
with
of guys
you.
Masturbating. We started with you, and you had your chance, and you kind of blew it.
Well,
but not really.
I'm ready to masturbate now.
How old are you?
48.
You're 48?
Yeah.
How come you sound like you're, like, you know, 14?
Huh?
He sounds like a sissy boy.
I don't know. He sounds like somebody
boy?
That I live with.
Can I masturbate like now?
No, you can't.
No, puppy, you can't.
Not allowed.
Why not?
Because we said so.
But you said on the internet that I can masturbate on the air.
Are you questioning us?
Yeah.
Well, we told you to masturbate before, you know.
Damn.
That was before.
Yeah.
Now we want to hear something from you.
I had to take off my bath and now it's off.
What? Tell us about your life.
Huh?
Your life. Tell us about you.
I don't want to hear about
it. I can't masturbate?
No, you can't. Well,
what?
You can. Just
go ahead. Okay, we'll give you 30 seconds to masturbate.
Ready, go.
Can I sing the Jeopardy song?
Okay.
Hold on.
30. Did you just hang up?
I think so.
Okay, then we move on.
All right, Mark,
okay,
we're
so
over you.
So now we're over you, Mark. We're going to Junior on line 4. Hopefully we can get rid of these people.
Junior!
Talk amongst ourselves.
Henry Jones
Hello.
Junior.
Junior.
Hello, Junior.
Junior.
They named
oh,
him after the
hi,
dog.
Hi, Junior.
I named the dog Indiana.
Hi. Junior's calling
hello,
from Oregon. Are you in Oregon?
Yes.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
He wants to talk about his first scary sexual
Ooh,
experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All
right.
Tell us a story about scary sex.
Totally.
Huh?
We had high hopes for you, Junior.
This
With
is
name
turning
like
to
Junior?
Epic fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Junior,
yeah.
sweetie. Tell us a story.
We're named the dog, Indiana.
Tell us a story.
We're named the dog.
You know, when
Indiana.
I was a kid, I mean, when I was like 21, like what's his name, George, I used to work with retarded kids. I did. I worked with like mongoloid, you know.
Mongoloid.
Yeah. Well, you know, mongoloid idiots. What are they called?
That's mongoloid. That's a technical professional
retards.
Term.
Yeah, it's I think like the mongoloid technical term is retard.
People. I think the technical term's called.
Yeah. And I kind of loved them, in a way, and that's how I kind of feel like some of my callers. You know, my retarded.
Yeah, that's how I feel about mellow kids.
Yeah.
Sorry, any mellow kids listening.
Okay.
You little mongoloid.
Junior.
The mongoloid. What does that make you? Queen of the mongoloid?
All right, and you're a new title bard coming.
Yeah, queen of the mongoloids. Yeah. All right, we have several queens of the mongoloids here.
It's true.
Mongolian love machine.
Junior, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, not that you're a mongoloid.
Right into the old berserker.
We didn't call you a Mongolian.
But you should still Google that.
You should still go to that beef barbecue.
Where's our, hey, whoa, where's our
really
story?
Good.
Where is our scary
sex
story?
Yeah, where's our scary sex story?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, I don't know.
I have a note here.
Love.
I have a note.
Did your dog eat it?
Now,
I'm so not in love with our callers tonight.
I know.
Okay, it says here, first scary sexual experience. You don't want to, you don't have a story
he
like that?
He wanted to have it with us.
Okay, Junior.
George
is calling.
George.
Let's talk to George.
Line one.
Bye, Junior.
Bye, Junior.
George.
Hello, yeah. George. We were almost like in the Mongolian territory. I mean, without
our other callers.
What the hell is going on? You saw a power dummy or what?
No. You hung up on us. We were all
we missed
talking
you.
To
we
you.
Were sad. I knew you'd call back though.
Yeah, Sarah did say that. I just kind of went.
Susie's like,
I don't know. I turned back on. You guys talking about Mongolians?
Yeah, all
you know
what,
it doesn't even matter because you're back with us. Yeah. It doesn't even
don't
matter.
Don't worry about the Mongolians now. Let's talk about your sister.
That was Mongoloid.
Was yeah, cool. Is your sister hot?
They refuse to wash themselves in water.
She is. Oh, no.
And you're hot. And you're a virgin. Why
can I ask you a really personal question, George? So that time your sister walked in, I'm going to do it anyway, so. The time your sister walked in on you, did you ever think about that later on in life, possibly while loving on yourself a little
very
bit?
Very good question.
Not really, no.
Are you sure
not
about
really.
That?
That is not really.
Now he will, though, Terry. You've just...
It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Not for
like,
me.
Like, it was so, like...
Sarah thinks like, about marrying her dad.
Not if traumatizing, but, like...
Maybe.
I'll get, like, soft if I think about it.
Oh, are you? Oh, all right. Well, that's probably
it's probably best for your family.
It's definitely healthier than Sarah wanting to marry her dad, which she did.
You know,
maybe
I'm gonna think about you and your sister later, if that means anything.
I'm already thinking about him and his sister. You know, I think it's a very hot story.
Very taboo.
Scary,
very.
but sexy.
Like it was in that movie Taboo too.
I have two of Electric those on Blue. VHS. If anyone wants to watch them. I have, like, woo-hoo. 6 and 7.
Taboo. I was in Taboo 4, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen almost all the taboos.
Hey, what's up,
bro?
How are you, man? With the curly hair.
George, you know about the Taboo series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? There's a blonde lady with curly hair on there. Like, she's, like, the main one. The wife.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not her.
I'm not her.
No, I know,
who do you play?
What was her name?
I actually play myself as a radio talk show host. Interviewing Jamie Gillis about how he has sex with his daughters.
Nice.
Oh, really?
So I do this intense interview
Taboo
with him.
Taboo 4, we should
Taboo 4,
get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we
I had
really
to order
should.
Taboo 2 online, and it came in this big-ass VHS box.
There's nothing like them, the whole Taboo
they're
series.
They're so good. They're like
they
actual
were done in the
movies.
80s. Yeah.
Like, they have a storyline and character development.
I mean, they say that
Ron
the
Jeremy
yeah,
was
say that
totally
about
in part 2, though.
Well, Gossip Girl
and he was, like, really young.
Yeah, but they have hardcore sex and taboo.
Yeah. That's like, no, I remember seeing, like, a swingers party in that movie, and it was, like, this chick was the swinger party hostess, and she just invited couples in and, like, got them all going. It was my first time seeing the way that, like, a swinger party worked. It was kind of cool.
I don't remember that
but
one.
But then they did, like, a daisy chain, and I saw
how
that
wasn't
worked.
That was Taboo too.
Was
with
it
Ron
too?
Jeremy.
I think Ron Jeremy was in
yeah,
it.
That
yeah,
that was Taboo too. Hell yeah.
On Johnny Stock.
I know which one that one is.
I know. Right.
I met him. That
Brand
knows
what's Jamie
up.
Gillis
he
is
wore
the
that
one
tape
that's really
out.
Crazy.
Hell yeah,
in,
I had to order
he's
two
hot.
Copies.
He's pretty hot in that. He's not hot anymore, but used to be hot.
The wife was the best.
And the wife was the best with the sons, the two sons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. When you're sleeping.
Almost makes me want to have children.
Ah, God, it makes you not.
Sarah. Almost.
Oh, I went there.
Dirty in here. It's getting so dirty.
Wow.
I love you, Sarah.
Wow. You know, we do have a lot
brother,
of clients that are into, you know, the taboo sex. So
it's very, like, different than normal.
I don't know about that. Taboo. I think there's so many people into it. It's pretty normal. It's just that people don't talk about it.
I kissed one of my cousins once.
A lot of people
nice.
Are turned on by
I kissed one of
members.
My cousins once.
You know, kissing nice. Cousins. That's just kissing cousins.
My uncle told me that if we were really
by
in
marriage.
Love and we wanted
by
to
marriage.
Get married, he would support us. We were like six. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to marry him.
So now you say you don't think about your sister in an erotic way now, George, but yet you are an obvious, serious fan of the Taboo series. So what does that mean you think about your mom?
Mm.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That was pretty convincing.
I know, it was convincing.
We can see right
there are a lot
you,
of people who like, they,
No, I like older women, but not like related, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but you like Taboo, which is all about not just an older woman, but she's related.
How you doing?
She's a hot mom. His mom's probably not hot.
Well, a lot of people really like to fantasize
like
about
trash
her,
mom.
But not for
the... I don't know. Is your mom
no,
hot?
I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
You're all right.
She's not
she's
doable,
right?
She's hot, but she's not doable.
Not for him.
She banging?
For anybody? For, like, you and...
How about your dad? Does she have sex with your dad?
I hear them, like, time to time.
Have you ever walked
this
in on it?
This sounds like a little Taboo family, you know?
Yeah.
Shit going on in there.
I mean, the sister
up.
Pulling the
Uh-oh.
Covers
I
out.
I hope your
oh,
dad
yeah.
doesn't
oh,
go away on a business trip.
Whoa.
Where are you guys located?
In the soul of downtown L.A.
Nice.
We're in a warehouse.
We're like dungeon in hell.
Me too.
You're in downtown L.A.?
Temecula.
No, I'm in a warehouse.
Oh, no. Oh, you're in Temecula.
Warehouse.
In a warehouse?
I'm just kidding. Not in a warehouse.
We're in a warehouse.
He's in an outhouse.
Just kidding.
You're in a suburban tract home or something?
I am.
You are.
Does it have
How'd
aluminum
you know?
Siding?
You still live with mom and dad.
Right.
Yep.
When was the last time? You don't have a girlfriend, right?
Well, I kind of had one, and then she started to get, like, serious, so I was like, screw that, and then,
How you have sex?
Yeah, like,
this is how he avoids
yeah,
having
okay,
sex.
Yeah, okay, we're getting to the root of the problem here. Maybe you're gonna have to offer a little more than just your dick to get a woman to sit on it.
Wait, do you want to have sex, or you sound like you're kind of happy anyway. Being a virgin right now.
No, like, she want not serious, like, as in that part, but serious in the other part.
Well,
like,
what did you just say?
She wanted to marry you?
Like she got a
compared
job.
To that part. What, like, as a pit between ass?
No, like, she wanted to,
get married?
Like, no, like, I saw that, like, she became more, like, stuck to me, so, and then I said I didn't want that, so then I said forget it.
God, I hate guys.
So,
like
how long have you known that man. You had feelings for men?
Nice.
Boys.
No.
No.
Capitalizing.
Don't worry. We're all anti-Prop 8. Don't even worry about it.
You can marry
whoever you want.
You can marry whoever you want, and we'll love you still. Maybe more. I might love you more.
Well, I got to do before Tuesday, so.
you have a deadline?
No, Tuesday, the big day.
Yeah.
So does your sister D-day. Still live in the house with you?
Not
no, she moved out.
Are you going to call her up and tell her, I went on the air? You remember that time?
That time I blew that load in your face.
I told the world about it.
I doubt that she'll hear it.
Do you have a good relationship with her?
We should call
yeah.
her up right now.
We
yeah.
really should. Let's
I think we could make
yeah,
a
yeah,
we
can do a three-way call. Three-way caller.
Maneuver.
What?
You've assessed the risk and you've decided that you're willing to take it. You're a little bit of an exhibitionist, aren't you?
How'd you know?
Well
you did
you
call this radio show and
locked.
Tell everyone
that's
about
number
your
one. Everybody that calls the radio show is a little bit of an exhibitionist. And number two, the whole description of what your sister did And I don't know, it just sounds very revealing. So are you,
Mírame.
Do you like to stand at the window and masturbate so people can see you?
No, not like that.
Not like that. Well, then like what?
Not in the window.
Not in the window? Okay. Well, yeah, you got a small neighborhood there in Temecula. So how about webcam? You do webcam?
Like, I talk to people, like, face-to-face, but never, like,
face-to-face
or anything like that.
Ass-to-mouth.
Like, weird
ass
shit.
Ass-to-mouth, yeah.
We call that ATM.
Yeah. A little ATM.
Like, sad.
You can just sad.
You can just sad.
Can I put my, screen room on it, or what?
Dude, shout it out.
Nice. I don't even know it.
I forgot.
I don't even know it.
Horny dude, 1, 2, 3.
George.
Horny repressed guy, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Into
the jungle, 69.
I love my sister.
Sisterly love.
Taboo for life, oh, wait.
Taboo George.
Hostile insurgent.
So what are you going to do with me right now?
What are we going to do with you?
Whatever we want, baby.
What's your fantasy that we would do with you?
Tie him up.
I don't know. It sounds like there's 40 people in there.
Just about.
40,000.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7.
5.
3 girls, 2 boys. Quite a party.
2 girls, 1 guy?
2 men.
3 girls, 2 guys. We need 1 more guy, and we'll be even.
3 girls, 2 guys, and 1 cup.
And then we can get this.
Well, we've got George, you know?
Yeah, no cup, actually.
Cup,
no cup.
No, I'm not
sorry.
The cup.
I have a cup full of wine.
Yeah, I know. I've been sipping it. I've
not a cup
wine.
Full of food.
I don't want to get a cup.
Tea and life water. All right, George. So that's about it for us. Is this the end of the road for our conversation?
No. I mean, I'm willing to do more if you guys are...
Okay,
what are you willing
why don't
to
you
do
go
for
over
us?
To the window and take your clothes off?
It's pretty cold, but alright.
In Temecula, get the fuck over it.
I'm not
hey,
in fucking Death Valley.
There's something. Hey, don't forget about shrinkage.
It's like 64.
Okay?
Never forget about that.
Where's your mom and dad right now?
Girls know about shrinkage, right?
I hope so.
My mom's home, my dad's not here.
I'm talking to George.
Mom is home and dad's not
you're
here.
You're in the living room. You're in your bedroom.
Get in my head right now.
What?
Are you in your bedroom or are you somewhere else?
Bedroom.
And you leave the door open because that's how you roll, right?
Yeah. Like,
nice.
Whatever happens, happens.
Okay, so get naked.
Whatever happens, happens.
Like, Mom,
you're
come on in.
Test lover. Who else would walk in on you?
Yeah, that could happen. So I don't know if I should do that right now.
You should.
I shut the door, but not like knock it.
No, just leave it open a crack.
And make a lot of noise.
Well, don't lock it. Right, you could
leave
shut it.
Leave the door open a crack.
Well, Bran wants you to crack.
A crack is like an invitation.
Yeah, no, I would
say
just shut
crack.
It.
No, I think we should invite.
Just go in the living room, crank up the DVD, start whacking it, see what happens.
Just go flash your mom right now.
Go into the living room, crank up the Huey Lewis and the news, and go to town.
You have to give me something to do that right now.
Just go sit in the lazy seat, pull it down, and start.
Go to the window.
Get to it.
Take your clothes off.
Why do you like the window so much? There's nobody here.
Well, in the middle of nowhere.
It's okay. And then I'm not really risking your life.
He lives
do you
in
want
the land
to have
of the Jawa.
A scary
I want you to
go
ask your mom if she wants to fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you do that?
Mother?
Yeah.
Yes, son.
No.
I want to.
Don't be encouraging.
Come on,
that
too.
Yes.
He's overage.
He's oh, no, no, no.
Is that too forward? She has to ask.
Father?
Is it too forward for this guy to go and invite his mother for some sex?
All right. Whatever.
Well,
mother?
He is overage.
You guys
I want to.
Technically,
come
it's legal,
on,
but
baby.
You know how people
Could
feel
I
about that
you
sort
in
of
some
thing.
Cock, Mom?
Oh, Jim.
You know what? I'm here to shake those perspectives right up.
Sarah Sue.
And scare everyone.
Scary Sarah
Sue. Sarah is pushing your
scary
buttons.
Sarah Sue.
Not to
I'm
be confused
scared.
With Sarah Palin.
Are you
Good.
Pretty scared? George,
she's also
you
scary.
Managed to scare George.
That's because he's thinking about it.
Are you talking trash?
Are you talking trash?
You're quick to jump to that conclusion.
I cannot for the life of me figure out why you haven't had sex yet. Really.
Why? That's what
sarcasm is a lost art these days.
He wants to show off. He's really not that into
the chicks?
Intimacy.
Yeah, I think he's not too into chicks.
Well, I don't want to show off.
Yeah, you
I think
wanna,
you do.
You know,
you want to show up and wave your dick around, but that's all you really want to do with it.
Like
you don't
want to
show to your sister.
Opening a
no, you don't want to put the business into anyone.
If I do wave it off and do something with it, then that's it. They want it forever.
So all you want is...
Wait. You're scared that chicks are blood-sucking vampires that attach themselves to you.
Because they are.
Well, you know what, George?
They're
going to
steal
you.
Your soul through your penis.
Because boys are blood-sucking vampires
they
with
can
their
be?
Pot and their video games.
Hey, now. Whoa.
The Force Unleashed is
amazing. What the hell's going on in here?
We do not need to be talking
like
that.
I'm just saying it goes both ways. And I have the perception that men are more... blood-sucking than women.
I think I agree with that.
Right? I agree, too. Yeah. And listen to you. You
men
that's
men
all
can be.
Sounds like you
no.
want.
But
that's
no.
why
no, when you're 21, it's usually the boys
no,
that are
no, when you're 21,
the
girls want to take care of you.
Yes, right.
You know, there's yeah. now's the time to
the
go and find
do.
Yourself a career girl.
I call them the goodies.
A career girl?
Yeah. Get her to suck your dick, you know?
And she'll, you know, like make...
Tell her just sad.
Just sad, girl.
Just sad, girl.
Just sad. But you kind of have to treat him well and not just be like, all right, that was a great blowjob, peace. You know the way out.
You only
know?
Have to treat him a little
Hey,
well.
When you say you're a virgin, does that mean you haven't had oral sex or you have?
I have.
You have had oral sex.
Now, have you ever thought about
yourself?
Sucking dick yourself? Be honest
Why
with us.
Why do you keep asking that, Terry?
You know, I don't know. I have this feeling.
Terry, he's trying to narrow down something.
I
want to
turn everyone gay.
I do.
I
want to
turn everyone
true.
Incestuous.
I do.
Together
turn
we will
gay.
Rule the world.
Yes. I just like
with
yes,
mongoloid
trying
children.
To let the boys masturbate.
Brothers hooking up
you
all
over
the place.
I will be gay as corn.
Let's do it.
So,
if there's any twins listening,
who
I want
gave
you
a blowjob?
Twin right now.
Who?
Yeah, who
meet
gave
some
you
twins,
a blowjob?
Rodham.
Rodham?
Yeah, Hillary.
As in Hillary?
I don't know.
Hillary would eat you alive.
I, think I
yeah,
just think I would
really
like
would.
Him a lot more
For
if he
rizzle.
Was gay. I would have a lot more acceptance and tolerance.
I like him anyway.
I like
yeah.
him.
I kind of want to.
Sarah likes you just.
Of course you do.
The way
I like
you
sarcastic
are.
Little virgin
I'm
voice.
I'm scared he's not as good looking as he sounds.
I would talk
Me
him
too.
Into doing his mom.
Ooh.
Though.
Pimples.
Yep.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, you can talk.
I once talked him into doing his cousin.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, okay.
That's a possibility.
Cousin.
Your cousin? I'll hook you up with your cousin.
Oh, she'll make that happen.
I can make it happen.
You could,
She knows what cousin's like.
My cousin happen?
Did you have a sexual encounter with
your
cousin?
Like.
I did.
And so the plot thickens.
I don't know if I want to say, though.
Oh, you got to.
Nobody's listening.
Please say.
You started.
No, I'm too young. It doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
It all counts, baby. I'm sorry to break
no,
it to
no,
you.
No, no, no. It doesn't count. Just tell us what doesn't count.
Tell us.
No.
You're right. It doesn't count. Go on.
Did you lick each other's spots?
Like preschool.
Preschool?
Oh, all the better.
Cousin playing doctor or post office. Or
I hooked up with my cousin in preschool.
Yeah. Well, everybody does that.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe used to play house.
Okay.
How come no one hooks up with their brothers and sisters, but cousins are all right?
Because cousins are a little bit removed.
But when you're a little kid, you don't know that difference.
Oh, yes, you do. You know your brother and sister much better than your cousins.
Do you?
Yeah, they're not. They don't live with you. They come over sometimes,
but, I mean,
but
if you're
familiar
doctor,
with them.
Do brothers and sisters never play doctor together?
Well, they do, but it's a little more like dominance and submission with brothers and sisters.
Oh, that's hot.
I think with...
Oh, Sarah.
Brothers and sisters.
Sarah eroticizes brothers and sisters because she's an only child.
I know.
So
that's
twisted,
why it's okay for
twisted
me. That's why you can all suck dicks because I don't have any brothers or sisters, so I can fantasize about it all day long.
You have cousins?
That's why you're so weird.
Thank you, George.
I have no idea why she's so
Sorry,
weird.
George. I'm an only child. That's why I'm into this idea because it's nothing to me. I think it's hilarious that you guys are turned off by your brothers and
that's
sisters.
That's why you have to lick a lot of puss.
That's why you lick a lot of puss. I think you're directing this to Terry, who's the one that accused you of sucking dick.
Yeah, the one that thinks you're gay.
Thank you a lot more than you have.
Does lick a lot of puss.
And she does lick a lot of puss,
actually. I certainly
do.
And the one that thinks you should do your mom does not lick a lot of puss.
You really should, though.
But she wants to.
You want me to go in the room and say, hey, let's do it.
I am not recommending that. I am not recommending that.
Well, first, I'd like for you to take a mask from the wall of history.
I just want to talk about how fun it would be if you did
Evil
that.
Sarah says to do it.
But you don't have to do it.
She's a fucking Sith
See,
Lord.
She's very responsible.
I say you just walk on down the hall.
What? If you said you have to do it, he would have to do it.
No, I
Evil Sarah
you
says you must.
Sidestepping liability, and I go, oh, I should do that too. I should sidestep liability.
You're telling me to do it. I don't want to do it.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm
well, you're not
going
to do anything. You won't get naked and go to the window.
No, I'll do it.
You won't hook up with your mom.
You don't, you
God,
don't drink.
You
don't
for?
Smoke. What do you do?
You guys want me to do weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, you asked us
well,
to.
What do you, yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, go get a cucumber.
Shut up. George, what do you want to do that's not weird stuff?
Play Parcheesi.
I don't have anything. That's why you guys are here.
He doesn't have anything.
He doesn't know what to do.
He's a tabula rasa.
I want George to get a girlfriend.
I want you to become an unvirgin this week
therapy.
And call us back next Saturday.
I think it's kind of all right that he's a virgin.
I could go on Craigslist.
He's going to go on Craigslist.
If you go on Craigslist.
You don't want
that.
You
love Craigslist.
You don't want that.
Have you ever seen an ad which says I need to lose my virginity?
Yeah, all the time.
Just make sure you wrap it up, man.
And I like to read those ones.
Really? Wow.
That's pretty happy.
Craigslist
all
yeah,
because Sarah's looking for her cousins on there.
Do you use any sex toys?
I'm talking about finding somebody else, not for me.
George, do you use any sex toys?
What the heck?
What the heck?
Like a pocket pussy or something?
Sex toys?
Yeah. Sex toys.
Like a little cock ring.
A cock ring, a vibrator, a
pocket
cucumber.
Pussy.
Gerbil?
One of your friends' pocket pussy.
No, we're kind of the gerbil. No, that's too scary.
You want to talk about scary sex?
I order you to go and procure a gerbil.
Oh, God.
Has nothing to do with
it. No toys.
That's right, Mr. Joe.
So
what if I call you guys right before I'm going to go to see a Craigslist girl?
Okay, give us a call.
No. If you're a virgin at 21, no Craigslist girls.
Let them do it.
You sound like you have such an interesting bunch of girls, you know, surrounding you.
That's
you know,
sad.
Yeah,
cousins. You're
one of the girls that thinks you're cute. What's wrong with them?
You're 21. Go to a bar.
Are you not, interested in spending any time with chicks
other than
sex?
Oh, yeah. So you got to do the sluts.
Get the drunk sluts.
Drunk sluts
do not want you.
Drunk sluts.
After that.
Drunk sluts. Right. There you go.
I usually, I'm usually the one that's,
Or an older woman. How about an older woman?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm older.
Hey, that's what he's talking about.
You're older.
I'm older. You're older.
Even
Terry's
older.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the cougars just want to kick you out.
You know, it's all free game.
Stay too long, they may eat you.
Yeah, older woman. That's what you need.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
That's good. I like boys that are down with
that. Why don't you join Bonobo Way? And there's a lot of older women.
There's some cougars that'll eat you.
Yeah.
Hot and fun and sweet.
BonoboWay.com.
And do their cousins.
You should send a message to us.
Bonobo Way. BonoBo. Well, let me have your email address, George, and I'll invite you.
It's Z like zebra.
Yeah.
ORZ.
ORZ.
07.
07.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.
And if there's
now
any
everybody
sexy
send him
eligible women
dirty
out
pictures.
There, feel free to email.
You know what
him.
I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Send him, send him pictures
write
of
that
you
down.
ORZ.
If you are a drunk slut, I want you to email George right now.
I will give out my number.
Okay.
You want to give out your number, George?
Number now, George?
On live internet radio?
On live internet radio.
But hang on, it gets podcasted for all of time.
Yeah, forever.
No.
Yeah.
All of time. Your
is
sister
this,
can't
is this
Google
the
it.
Mother that you the
and
number that your
say
mother's
George
gonna answer?
Likes his sister, you know.
Diva Janeta.
Is that iTunes or what?
Not yet. We're working on that. I'm trying to get them into iTunes podcast.
I'm working on it. That's me. I'm home now, so that's pretty much something
how
I should
can
do.
You go and look at the podcast?
Well, they're on our website.
I'm working on it.
Blog.com.
Yeah,
they're also on Blog Talk Radio.
What?
It's not even on the website yet.
It's also, you can listen through, if you go to Dr. Susie's MySpace or Facebook profile, it's, the little widget is live on there, or Dr. Susan, or blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Susan Block, all one word.
Terry, how do we access the
blogtalkradio.com/Susan Block?
Dr. Susan Block. D-R-S-U-S-A-N-B-L-O-C-K.
Past
shows
archives.
All of the past show archives on the Blog Talk Radio widget. They're all on there. They're all on Blog Talk Radio. They're all on the Blog Talk Radio widget.
George,
they're all on
you're cool. You should call us back and give us updates on your sex life.
Yeah, we really, we need to know.
As you de-virginize and things.
I hope you have sex with a really hot guy.
Well, George is going to go.
God, she's such a bitch.
He's going to go on Bonobo.
Why are you listening to that?
She wants you to take it.
I really do want everyone to be gay. At least a little gay, right?
A little gay.
At least a little. Everyone should
she
be at least
a little. Gay. Goes a long way.
Because when you're a little gay, you can love yourself more.
She wants you.
You can be a little gay and not even think about guys.
She wants
maybe
you to
it's time
it
you started
jaw.
Thinking about guys.
We're not trying to make you think about guys. What are you two? You're trying to make him think about his mother. You're trying to make him think about guys.
And together we're gonna take over the world.
I know.
But it's scary.
Well, there's
nights.
A little bit for anybody.
I just
whatever
want him to hook
into.
Up with a nice, slightly older woman.
No,
slightly
just,
older woman.
We're talking drugs, sluts, guys, mom. We're talking, you know, any and all options here.
No guys for you.
I'm just teasing
just
him.
Really
I think George
ones.
Is an awesome
okay,
guy.
And no mom for you.
You guys have me butt naked in the window. With
yeah,
the
naked
door
in the window. Do that.
Do it.
Do it
I'm
now.
Doing it right now. It's kind of weird.
He's
I'm,
doing
yeah,
it.
I'm yeah. fucking woo! Turned on. All right.
You have a nice bod?
What?
Nice body.
Now say, oh, what a lovely tea party.
You're a football player.
You're a football player?
Football player?
Are you going to watch football tomorrow? I'm going to watch football tomorrow.
Are you going to watch Varsity Blues?
I'm
going to watch guys in
tights. Yeah, I'm going to watch football like in a non-gay way.
Like in a
non-gay
way?
You know what, George? That's fucking impossible.
It really is. It is like the gayest shit around.
All boys watch football in the fucking gayest
and
way
totally
I've ever
gay.
Seen.
And
they're
totally gay.
Those tight.
And they go, oh, Adrian Peterson.
Men's in tights, spanking each other's butts,
there's
playing with balls.
There's just semen flying all over the wall.
So silly.
Yeah.
Come on, Chad Pennington. Put it in. Put it in. Put it in.
Put it in.
Toss me the ball,
take
dude.
It all the way.
Toss
all
me
the
ball.
All the way. Yeah.
I love the ones
it's like
the
a gangbang. It
they
is.
Score.
They're gangbanging the goal.
It's a ooh. Mongolian clusterfuck.
It's a great
have
thought.
You ever seen throat abuse?
The what?
Throat abuse.
Throat abuse.
Throat abuse. Oh.
I think I've experienced throat abuse.
I think
have
most
I
girls have.
Have I seen it or have I lived it?
No, it's an actual like
feeling it.
Series.
The theories.
Series?
Series.
Like videos.
Oh, there's
no,
a video.
No.
Oh, a
we're
video
more into making our own
think,
movies
George,
here.
Do you like Bukkake?
It's an oral sex video.
I think that's one of the
have you ever checked out Bukkake? That
say
one's a good one.
Say it again.
Bukkake.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, but just in general.
Yeah.
It's very, very straight.
What
the all right, we're getting to the close of the show almost, George.
We actually
yeah,
have a half an hour.
Thank you
check out Bukkake. You'll love it.
George.
You'll thank me for it.
We actually have until 12:30.
Yeah, wow. So we can just keep going.
maybe I can make, maybe by 12:30 he'll be gay, or at least thinking about maybe being gay.
Well, in the same bed in my
mom.
Yeah, take it off, Sarah.
Yeah, take it all off.
This is the part we've all been waiting for.
Boobies.
What are you ruminating about now, George? Okay, so you're naked in the window.
Sarah's getting naked with you.
Semi.
Hit that down alarm.
And just looking at the cars go by.
So cars are going by, looking at you.
Oh, they're getting a treat. A Halloween treat.
A San
football,
Francisco
naked
treat.
Football player in the window. Yep.
It actually stops.
Put your helmet on,
like,
dude. Put your helmet on.
Pelvic area, so.
Alright, I'm just going
to
ask it
just
how.
At the pelvic area.
I'm just going
to
so ask
we
it.
Need you
hang
to
on.
Jump up and down.
How big is your penis?
Wow.
That's a little personal.
Not.
Oh,
because this sister-mother talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the honest
knows.
Answer. Like, I'm not going to...
Do it, do
you know,
it.
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
Only
and you're never
going to
see me.
Yeah, we'll never see you. Tell us.
You think.
It's about 6.5.
All right. That's
all
a good size.
It's doable.
Definitely doable. Average.
So...
Does it feel good in your hand, baby?
So the bullshit...
was in a contest, so I actually know that to the, like, the centimeter.
Wait, you were in a contest? Whoa. You entered your penis.
Football guy contest.
Was it a short?
Wait.
Was
like
this in the locker room
kind of
after
thing.
Football practice?
They walked
like
out.
I heard stories about
I
that.
I knew it, you fucking homos.
Yeah, when was this contest? Was this at a bar?
Do you work
no,
at
work?
At
this
work?
Place in an apartment.
In an apartment.
Were you drunk? Mm.
Okay, George, I'm going to step back from my You're Not Gay platform.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm over in the You Suck Cock platform now.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel good over here, Sarah? It's
you're
a good
a
platform
contest.
To be on.
George, you're now... You're
in trouble, bro.
All right, so wait, let's... Okay, so there was a penis
long.
Contest. What were
well,
you
no,
judged
it,
on?
It,
like, were there categories?
It arrived from this one chick that was talking trash on... some other guy, and then it all, like, snowballed into,
snowballing
the
what?
The bathroom, measuring, and then, the next guy would go in.
So
it wasn't, like, whip your fucking cock out Wednesdays.
So wait, was it, like, 8 dudes and 1 chick in a living room?
It was, like, 10 dudes.
That's gay.
No, there was
that
a
sounds
cop.
Like a movie
there's,
I saw.
Hang on, tell me again, George.
What?
Tell me again.
How many guys?
There was a good ratio.
It was a good ratio of guys to girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, but good for you may not be good for others.
So they were talking shit because this sounds, what was this, like
okay,
a
okay, so there's a bunch of girls going, up. pull it out, yeah! And you did it.
No, it wasn't like, pull it out right now. It wasn't like, all
like pull
that,
it out
like,
later.
Frat,
did you, like, take
how,
turns
Sigmund
going into
Roy
the bathroom?
Shit.
How was the contest conducted?
Was there a secret ballot?
There was a ruler involved and a piece of paper and a pen.
Was there an impartial judge?
Did you have a fluffer?
There was like a fluffer.
Really?
That's more like it.
There was a fluffer.
Yeah.
Who was the fucking fluffer?
Oh my god.
Tell me it was a guy. Tell
your
me
sister.
It was a guy.
Your sister.
Your mom.
That was
your
my cousin.
You're crossing the line.
Dude, that's fabulous.
Into funky
what?
Town.
Is that like high school or
there's
what?
No line.
No, it was college. It was like yesterday.
Like Friday.
Yesterday.
Was this really yesterday?
No. It was like about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Was this some like frat party?
No, it was not a frat party.
It was at an apartment. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
It was a with an even
gay
ratio
gang
of
bang.
Guys to girls and a ruler and a piece of paper.
That could be a frat party.
It sounds like it could definitely be a frat party, which are very gay, by the way.
Regardless of all those things, it sounds gay.
But no on probate.
But not overly gay.
There's
no
positive
gay,
definitely.
Like, I can imagine Japanese friends having a penis measurement.
Really? Do you think they have?
Maybe I should ask. I'm pretty sure they have. They've known each other since junior high.
Right.
At one point...
Might not
does
have
it become
it
less
contest.
Gay and just like some manly bonding ritual to compare penis size? Like, where's that line?
I knew a guy with a huge penis that said, right. I've won every penis contest I've ever been in.
Because he likes
like,
to see
cock. Really? How do you get into penis contests? And he's like, oh, you know, in the locker room after football practice, the guy's always
after gay
out.
Sex.
And I'm like, what are you
yeah, and I'm
about?
Sure they run around smacking
well,
each other's
around,
butts
right?
with
no,
their
hands. Seriously,
they smack each other
on
with their
table,
cocks
and
chair. Like, ooh,
on the
mushroom
table.
Smack, here you go.
That's the way it is in the locker room of my dreams. But
all guys are running around helicopter smacking each other.
I like to live in my dreams, and a lot of great things happen there
now
that I don't need to discuss with
you've
you.
You've been in a lot of locker rooms.
Lots of helicopters. Lots of helicopters.
Sit and swim, yeah. George.
So what happens in the locker room?
The helicopters come down.
Which way did
changing?
You go,
oh, you guys have gay times, don't you? I can hear it in your face.
We totally smack each other in
no.
the butt and enjoy each other's
don't
balls
lie to
and
me.
Stuff.
Have you ever gotten
no,
like a
no,
tight shoulder one game?
Oh,
and
bro.
Had a friend rub it down afterwards?
Oh, please massage my shoulders.
I mean, because that's not gay. Like,
so wait,
rubbing
here's
on the
a valid
shoulders,
question then. Have more men seen your cock or women?
Men.
Manly men.
What?
Men in tights.
Men
in tights.
Wait, I didn't
he
hear
has
him.
An even ratio when he brings it out. He makes sure there's
oh,
a
yes,
or do you
yes,
just
yes, want
to show that thing to everybody?
No, I'm not really a boaster.
Would you show it to me?
Probably.
Even though you think, even though she thinks you're gay?
I hope he's gay.
Totally gay.
You don't have to be like completely gay. Don't freak out. You can be kind of gay, you know? Just
be
willing to suck a dick every now and then.
And give a good reach around.
Like percentages, third,
like,
two thirds.
No, no, no,
three thirds.
Yeah, it won't work.
You sound a little
flustered. You sound like you need a strong woman to put you in your place, little man.
Whoa. Or an effeminate man. Carries for a slave.
Always.
Willing slave.
He's a big football player.
Oh, I'd love to have a football player.
Those are the easiest
name.
To enslave. They're
well,
so good at taking
kicker,
orders.
Though.
What was that?
So I was a kicker, so
oh,
you know about that.
How
so he's wiry.
You're a kicker.
He's wiry.
I'll put a stop to that.
Kickers.
I'll get you behaving.
Yeah.
They
should have win the game, but
Terry's gonna cunt punch
they're
you.
They're not, like,
running
backs.
Wapa.
What?
Wapa. Well, I don't think punch. Sarah likes kickers for some
no,
reason.
No, no.
I've got to win.
You know what I don't like is I don't like this radio where it's like five people talking at one time and it turns into this big boom
I know,
of
it's
excitement.
A big problem.
That's
I
what
really
we do.
Like being able to hear
and
what's
I,
going
I can't,
on.
I can't
all
control
lies.
It I'm,
yeah. So I'm going to step in and be a bitch and be like, I can't hear what's going on.
All lies.
But actually,
yeah, but
at the moment that
fun.
You said that, everybody
I have a
wasn't talking.
That's why I used that moment.
Okay. Go ahead
question.
With your question, George.
Here we go. How many
when
guys
people
are here?
Call, like, operators,
what?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Like our telephone sex therapy operators?
Well, no, not like yours, like the one, like the weird numbers and stuff.
Like 411
what are the
or
weird
whatever.
Numbers?
Okay, we're not a weird number. Go on.
Are they all nasty?
Oh, they're all nasty, if
yeah.
they're not us.
They're all nasty.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're just not nasty enough. And then you call
no
them.
No way.
Yeah,
are you talking about phone
well,
sex?
If the number starts with 800 and it ends somewhere with wet, pussy, or teen, it's probably going to be nasty.
Wow, you guys are really in the warehouse.
Oh, yeah, for real.
No, we were lying about
for
all of
real.
It. You're not even on the air.
What does warehouse have to do with that
there's
last
football
question?
Players here.
Because there was no one talking, and there was just, like, random stuff going on.
What? It's pretty random.
The warehouse here. Vibe.
Like, that's how ghetto I feel right now.
Stuff, like machines going off.
Did you just call
t-shirts
me ghetto?
T-shirts being pressed. And
yeah, and, like, little China kids
yeah.
in the background
oh,
making
no,
your...
No, we have some sweatshop right behind
yeah.
us that's sewing up...
Yeah.
They're actually right above us, and they make it impossible to sleep when you sleep at 7 a.m. like me. Fuck them.
They make
you
it really easy to wake up at 9 like
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I do. We do.
We
all sleep where we were.
We also have neighbors that are into S&M.
A gay dungeon.
There was a dungeon.
It
wasn't
very
gay.
Actually.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there was actually like way more hot chicks than
right.
I've seen... in a long time.
There's
that's
just some
good
gay
to know.
Guys
incredible.
That are running the place.
Oh, yeah.
I like
it's
hot chicks.
I didn't even know the dungeon was
hot,
run by gay men.
Hot,
I have to go.
Hot chicks.
No, retardedly hot chicks. With,
was,
like, really
oh,
hot
those are my
things
it was
strapped to their face.
Oh, yeah.
Brooms
oh,
and
oh,
dust
baby.
Pans and toilets.
I was looking at them imagining my future life in a mansion with chicks with brooms on their face, like, sweeping all the time. And
yep.
I come home from work, and I'm like, make sure my stairs are polished and, like, little... Girls.
Sweep my butt.
Do they have cute little uniforms in your?
It was incredible.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, the exact uniforms they had downstairs.
Oh, I gotta see it. Oh, I was
rooms.
Busy playing D&D.
Ludicrous.
No, it's the house cleaners of the future.
Like the real D&D?
Like D&D.
Real
D&D,
real
brother?
D&D. Real S&M.
No, he
said D&D. No,
D&D. Oh, D&D.
Yeah, dice? You think
that's
I'm kidding?
What talking about.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, let's keep talking about it.
There's a game going down over here.
All right. He'll stay a virgin forever if we sit here talking
yeah,
about
there's
it.
There's no question.
Put your D20 away.
Yeah, so they're all nasty or what?
Or what?
Yes, they are.
They're all nasty.
Some of them could be hot, but they're not necessarily, like, good conversation.
But nasty's
with.
Good, too, sometimes.
They're
yeah.
mostly, like, strung out.
Yeah, they're definitely. There's a lot of drugs in the phone sex business.
Yeah, most of them are just really far gone, and it's sad.
I really feel like our therapists and phone sex operators are of a intelligent, coherent
a cut
quality.
Above.
Yeah.
It's because it's not exactly phone sex per se.
And I think that all the ones that live in here are hot. I haven't met the ones outside the building, but the ones that live in the warehouse are hot for sure.
In the warehouse.
There was one chick at my school that was, she had a number and she was pretty hot.
Well, that's good for her.
Did she, like, have her own number? Was she just running her own sex line, like, call and talk to me?
No, no. She was, like, with an agency and stuff.
An agency? Boy,
she was a hooker.
Or, like, she was an operator with somebody.
She has sex for money.
At your college?
What?
Is this somebody, a fellow
technical
college
term
student?
Is
at Temecula
yeah.
U?
Well, why do you say she has sex for money? She has phone sex. She's not having sex.
No, that's just my guess, but I'm in a bitchy mood tonight, I don't really know why.
What happened there?
Obviously, all phone sex operators
are
hookers.
Very aggressive tonight.
Yeah, really, you know? Yeah.
I would never think
phone
that.
Phone sex is an honest business.
That's true.
I suck at phone sex.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've tried.
You've tried having phone sex?
Yeah, only with, like, boyfriends.
But that's sometimes more difficult than with a stranger.
Yeah, I have never tried with a stranger.
You know, you should try.
It could be scary.
I know this is the best place to try that, too.
It is. We have many requests for you, Sarah.
Well, let me know next time there's requests, and maybe I'll do it.
Okay.
Who's Sarah?
I'm Sarah. I'm the one that wants you to do your mom.
Nice.
That was only casually,
haven't
though,
even paying
know.
Attention.
I'm not really that into it. Only a little bit into it.
She was just trying to be outrageous.
A little more than she wants to
say. I go for
she's
the shock value.
Scary, Sarah.
Wink, wink. It's not like I really think about incest.
Yeah, all right.
That would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, because we weren't talking
scary.
About it earlier.
Because I wasn't just talking about marrying my dad like 6 hours ago.
Yeah, in a casual conversation over a joint. You know,
I said maybe. I said maybe.
It was as an afterthought. I'd marry my dad if I could.
Wait,
maybe.
Okay, hang on. The exact quote was, if I could go back in time.
Yeah, that's true.
I would totally marry my dad. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that was the quote. That's true.
But they say all girls want men like their fathers.
Well, my dad's only the coolest guy in the world. So,
ever.
Yeah, I do. I'm okay with that.
And you want a girl like your mom, don't you?
He wants a girl like his sister.
Is this Sarah?
No, Susie said that. She's the one with the sexy voice.
I'm the one with the...
So now
the
you're all just saying the same thing?
What?
No, Sarah is the real proponent for you to have sex
with. I'm the
with
incest proponent. Terry is the gay proponent.
Yes.
And Susie is the non-biased sex doctor.
And we're the peanut gallery.
And then there's the boys.
The
they're
gallery.
In the peanut gallery.
The penis gallery.
The penis gallery is just sitting there giggling.
Yes. Yes.
Like
yes.
A couple of fucking schoolgirls.
With the cocks against the glass.
Are you guys
going
to whip
them out and
compare?
George, for the record, there's no reason not to use your mom as a role model for the type of girl you want to have, you know? If
most
she's cool.
Most boys want a girl just like the girl
right.
that
and
married
I think my
dad's
the
dad.
Shit, so I want a boy just like my dad.
Yeah.
So there
that's
you go.
My mom sucks.
And there's no shame
it's
in that.
Very wholesome. Very, very wholesome.
It's wholesome bordering
as
on horrible.
As a cock measuring
you know,
contest.
You go, my dad's so cool. God, I want a guy like my dad. God, my dad's so cool. God, my dad's so hot. God, I want to do my dad. You know?
It's you know I don't.
It, it all sort of goes together.
Do you know the writer Anaïs Nin did her dad.
Go back and marry
did
him.
Did her dad.
Yeah, you know the writer
no,
Anaïs
my dad
you know
would never
dad
do me.
Podcast.
Maybe if my mom was dead, my dad would do me.
Damn, just keep it as long as she lives. Just keep sipping the wine, Sarah. Just keep on sipping.
Just keep on tossing
I'm
them back.
I'm just kidding. My dad would never do me, even if my mom was dead. And I would never do him, even if
yeah,
she was
right.
dead.
You hear that, mom
but
and dad?
But I would write a screenplay
maybe
about it.
Maybe on an
it
island. Yeah, we've
story.
Heard it all
that's
before.
How you live vicariously.
Taboo Sarah.
I live vicariously through media production
scary
that embodies things you could never do.
But might want to.
But might think
consider
about,
it.
Like,
marrying and doing your dad.
He's not even hot anymore. He's fat and hairy.
Love him.
Yeah,
he's still
but,
the
you know,
smartest, most powerful,
feeling.
Awesome guy on earth. He rides a Harley.
I don't know. I got to meet him one day. Maybe
I'll have you ever driven on the back?
Yeah, I've ridden on the back of my dad's Harley. It was quite hot.
Were you a little dewy downstairs?
Well, you know, he went real fast because he was trying to impress me, and I was like clutching onto his stomach because I was getting thrown off the bike, and I was like, yeah, my dad's so cool.
Yeah, you were a little wet.
No, I didn't yeah. remember anything.
Little
but
moisture
see, then,
downstairs.
Then my
the
boyfriend
vibration.
Rode on the back and clutched my dad next as well, and I was like, that's also hot.
Oh, yeah. Now that I know
whoa.
Got you a little wet. Don't even
whoa.
Pretend that it didn't.
To him. Was he wearing a leather jacket?
No, he said they kept like a foot of space. Like he had to hold on a little bit, but they still had space.
So that it was non-gay.
Yeah, it was very un-gay.
No on
yeah.
eight.
No on eight. That's right, George.
No
that's right.
On eight.
No on
no
eight. That's
on
my boy.
Eight. No on eight.
No on eight. 8. It's everyone
foot
listening
of
in the state of California.
No on 8.
Do no. you understand?
Let people marry their sisters.
Yeah.
You know, when that gets on the ballot, I will lobby.
Yep.
And then I'll have a brother. My mom was talking about adopting. And
oh, there
I was
you
like,
go.
You should adopt. That would be cool.
So how about adopting someone?
Then I could bone him.
29 years old, yeah.
Totally cool.
Aw, you're so creepy, babe.
She wanted to adopt, like, a black kid.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Why? For, like,
tell
her
I don't
minutes?
Have
and
a
I
mom.
Then I could kill two fetishes with one stone. Bam.
That's kind of weird.
Is
oh,
it?
I know. I'm on my third glass
is it
of
really?
Wine. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Yeah, your sister's
not
holding those covers. Long. That's a little weird, too, man.
So
we don't judge you.
So how's that nice heterosexual
or maybe we do.
Non-related sex going?
Is that on me?
Yeah, it's in the whole room.
Well, we already know how that's going.
Yeah, I'm
it's not.
Well. So what
I
are you going
to call back after...
Yeah, call
one
back.
Week.
We're done with you.
You're on a mission to seduce someone, male or female. Male.
It's probably a male.
But, you know.
I don't think you have to be in a hurry. I think you should do it with someone that you want to cling to.
Uncle.
The next boy that slapped your butt.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel rushed at all. There's
in
no
the
reason
locker room.
To rush.
You can always get a blowjob from one of these sluts you hang out with.
It's
so.
All our fault. It's
when,
our fault.
When
for one
next
of the other
comparing
players.
Cocks with boys, just reach over.
Well, yeah. I'm going to be honest. Can I say a little something real quick?
Real
so
quick.
I was a virgin for like a while, and I was like, ooh, giving it
to
like,
a
like
13.
Big deal, you know. It's I have to really choose someone special. And then by the time I turned 16, I was like so over all that just waiting shit.
Give me some cock.
I went to my boyfriend, and I was like, you know, this virginity thing is like a really
it's
heavy
totally overrated.
Burden. Like, I don't want to hold it. Like, let's just have sex and get it out of the way, and then I won't have to worry about it.
So you basically were a virgin for like a few months. I mean, you...
No, I was a virgin for 16 years.
Yeah, but...
Almost 17.
You probably didn't want to have sex too much before 14.
It was 16 and 11 months.
Oh, 16, 11, almost 17.
Yeah, I was right on the border. Oh, okay. It was a month before my birthday.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't. And the point of the story is that I was sort of the aggressor, and he wanted me to wait. And I was like, I don't want to wait because it's just a big deal, you know? And I don't want this big deal. I want to be able to move on with my life of having normal sexual relationships that aren't like big virginity things, so.
And you have.
And I have.
Did you think of your dad?
I did not think of my dad, no.
Way to go, though. That's a great fucking
maybe
question,
maybe afterwards,
smartass.
As we were snuggling and the feeling of love overwhelmed
he's so
me.
Gay.
Just kidding.
So gay.
But you can think about her
I
dad
was in
if
love
like.
With my
I've,
first
I've
fuck.
Never thought of my dad while
I was in love with
ever.
My first fuck, too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
I lived with my first fuck for like 3 months because I was homeless.
Wow. Well, that was a whole different problem. It was an economic problem.
Yeah.
First fuck?
So, yeah. I felt like sex was a good... trade.
Good way to get a place to stay. That was why you did it so fast. I need a place to stay.
No, we were together for like a month.
I know this ratio.
A long time.
For like a month.
Well, when you're 16, that's like fucking forever.
Yeah,
it really
like
is.
Years. And then in my 17th 10 year,
minutes
it was
to
like
I'm
12
like, damn.
Guys. I gotta say.
12 guys at once?
No, in my 17th year.
In a row.
I was a whore. That was my worst year. Ever since 17, I've been like maybe
some might
one
say it's
guy
your best.
A year.
Sarah Sue 500.
No, but at 17, I was like, bam, 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 bring it on, yeah.
Sarah does Temecula.
Yeah.
Wow, 17 people in 1 year?
No, 12 people in my 17th year.
God, don't you listen.
20 minutes.
Sarah does orange.
Did you have orgasm?
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Oh,
not
honey.
A single blast.
I didn't orgasm until long after that whole whore period ended. And the vibrator.
You had anything before then?
The great vibrator era.
So you still haven't had one?
The golden.
I've had a couple.
Uh-huh. I'll give you one right now.
Can anybody squirt?
You think?
Yep.
Oh, you hit
no.
Squirt.
I can, yeah.
I've squirted.
We have some squirters.
Quite a few girls squirt.
Actually, everybody here has squirted, I think.
Yeah.
The guys and the girls.
Mm. Indeed.
What?
We are all ejaculators.
Yes.
That's impossible.
No, it is not, sir.
But you're wrong.
It's like one out of every freaking 20 women.
All right, virgin, why don't you tell the
well,
sex therapist how it is?
All those ones live here.
This is the speakeasy.
All your experience tells you this,
this
right?
This is a special place, the speakeasy, where there's a lot of squirting women.
There's
and
some skills involved
and
here.
Savvy men.
Wait,
I've been squirting since long
squirt?
Before I came here.
Three girls, yeah, all three can squirt.
Wow.
And Jess is there. Jess can squirt.
She's nodding.
Right. Wow. I think Jess might squirt more than any of us.
Jess squirts the most.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it?
I've never seen some squirting.
I've seen some squirting.
Oh, I've seen so much squirting since I've been at the speakeasy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It happens all the time.
We do a lot of squirting.
It's crazy. Like, one time I was watching this chick masturbate, and then this guy comes up, and he's like, you know, you should move, because she's about to squirt, and you're going to get hit.
I was there for that. I remember that.
Well, that happened several times.
What's
but the main time, speakeasy is where
the
we're
warehouse.
At. That's our warehouse.
Downtown.
A warehouse.
An erotic sex club.
You listening?
Like that Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah.
Like the Tom Cruise movie, but
like
friendlier.
That.
Like that Tom Cruise
like
movie.
I wear masks all the time.
Oh, that
like,
movie.
Yeah, that one.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I hate Stanley Kubrick.
Ew.
I actually love Stanley Kubrick. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, hang on. Except for Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange Love and Clockwork Orange.
But all the rest of them can suck.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Yeah, what about
2001? Like one of my favorite fucking movies.
2001.
Great fucking movie. Brilliant.
2001 you have to watch while you're tripping.
I suggest it highly.
No, that's the problem you have.
I wasn't tripping. I was high as fuck, though. And I was like, whoa.
Good enough.
Are we ascending?
Sometimes
damn.
I get so high.
I was drunk once. It was tripping me out.
Tripping. You got to be tripping for 2001.
Wake up really drunk at the end. See what happens. It was strange.
Wow, you guys are
something else, yeah.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what
we are. We really are.
We are that.
Okay,
really
we
are
actually winding into the end of the show.
Now we are actually doing that.
George, thank you for taking us all the way. Yeah.
George, keep us updated on your incestuous gay stories.
But I still feel unfulfilled.
You know what? I think I'll do a blog.
You're
yeah,
a blog.
Do a blog.
Blog on Bonobo Way, baby.
Yeah, blog on
Bonobo
Way.
You could hit up my blog at... rolling with the door open.
Rolling with the door open.
.com? Is that your
awesome.
Domain?
Yeah.
Rolling with
that's
the door open. .com.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
You are a piece of work, little virgin.
Yeah.
Are you going to put your picture up on Bonobo Way?
Wait, what is it called?
BonoboWay.com.
You'll get an email.
Are you guys all on there?
Yeah, you can see what we look like. You can see who you're talking to.
And we're all hot, so you should
true.
Definitely
true. True. We are all hot.
Especially Brandon.
How do I call you?
Thanks, Doc.
You'd love him.
You guys are.
Well, you go on BonoboWay.com, and the most popular famous people, that would be us. Right?
Yeah, look at the most popular users.
Is it like
we're all up there. Actually.
It's like MySpace,
in a very broad sense, yeah.
Kind
it's
of. It's
tailored
better.
Towards sexually open individuals.
It's like MySpace is like
but
the
not
internet
a bunch of skanks.
Like stuff.
There's yeah. some skanks.
It's a very...
I said a bunch.
It's a very unique
a
community.
Of skanks.
I like pick somebody up or what?
Maybe, if you're lucky and,
or they might
you know,
pick you
not
up.
A douchebag.
I'm not a
douchebag,
so...
He's not. We've
you don't
know.
Sound like a douchebag, actually.
No, you don't.
A good bag.
A good bag. No, I'm just giving you a hard time because I'm acidic right now. I don't even know where that's coming from, but you're there.
Acidic? Like,
acidic.
What's
acidic?
Yeah, you're really bitter. Bitter today.
I know. I don't know what's up with that. I'm kind of, I just want to see some guys doing it, man.
She's always a bitch.
I've got the spirit of no and Prop 8 inside of me.
Yeah.
So does he.
I know. I love you for that, dude. No on Prop 8.
I don't know. I'm actually going to Vegas in a couple days, so you never know. So.
Ooh.
Vegas.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
So are you voting on Tuesday? Are you voting on Tuesday?
Unless you get something.
You know what? I did not register.
Ooh.
Then it might stay with you forever.
You need to make up for that by running around your school and work screaming
how
no on
How come your mom
eight?
Didn't take
Wait,
you?
Wait, will you be in
Run
Vegas
around
on election day?
With no on
Yeah, I'm actually going to the... FEMA show on Tuesday.
Okay, here's what I have to say. Nevada is a battleground state for Obama, so even though you're not registered to vote, you can still run around Nevada encouraging people to vote for Obama, and it would do
Obama,
good.
Obama, Obama.
Barack Obama?
Yes.
Yeah, just grab strangers on the street
do
and be like, vote
for,
Obama.
I'm
down for the McCain, Palin, though.
He's for McCain.
I'm just down for
Palin.
The Palin sex
video. No, you're not.
Palin's fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah, we'll think about fucking her, but we're not going to vote.
Anybody cares about this country, you will not vote for these people.
The problem is having her
bro.
As a...
Let's
I mean, maybe if we gag her first, sure.
GameCube and do each other.
I could gag her. No, Joe Biden's pretty tight, though.
So your incestuous family is Republican. Is that right?
Bro rape.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
My what? A Republican?
Your incestuous little family.
Oh. Yeah.
My Listen, family's Republican too, and I'm still voting Obama.
All you horrible McCain Obama lovers.
Is there some connection between like McCain Palin and incest?
Yeah, but
maybe?
He lives at home and he's not, you know, running away. He's
Grandpa
connected
McCain
with his family.
And Uncle Barack.
Why don't you run away?
You like,
if it wasn't a bunch of masturbators,
up,
I would say something.
At least we're trying, baby.
He's
we're trying.
Palin is. I was going to say Palin McCain because after all, she's in charge. But the point is, he's not voting.
He'd be in charge of me.
So there's probably going to be a lot of McCain Palin supporters that don't bother to vote.
Good, good.
Yeah, there's no need.
Like,
just stay home.
No, I think McCain will take it, even though
you think
they're hyping up Obama.
51.3 electoral votes.
That's what they think.
Wait,
that's
hang on. Joe is predicting the election. I want to hear this on the air so we have a record of it.
51.3% of the vote to McCain, three electoral votes, and it'll look like Obama all the way till the end.
That's
oh
the prediction.
Oh, my God. No, that's horrifying. We'll have a revolution.
It's scary, but that's
so.
We heard it here first. So if that's
you
what
know,
happens.
You know nothing came on, right?
You mean a revolution of chicks with glasses and their hair up halfway with the sides wet bangs and red blazers.
In bikinis
with guns.
Just roll over
yep,
for these pictures.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone's going to fight it if they
There
win.
Was a diebold.
So did you guys go crazy on Halloween or what?
Crazy.
Oh, fucking wild.
We got high and took pictures.
Yeah.
Hey, any suggestions on where to go in Vegas?
The Crazy Horse is my favorite
Not
strip
the Hard
club.
Rock Hotel and
hey,
Casino.
Hey, hang on. I'm the Vegas
expert
here.
Where to go, not where not to go.
Okay, you like strippers?
Not really. It's kind of
What do you like to do?
He's
like,
so gay.
You like to gamble?
So gay.
You're
so gay.
What?
You like to gamble? You like to party? What do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do. I'll tell you where to go.
As far as nightlife.
He wants to roll dice,
wanna,
baby.
You want
to
club. You want to go clubbing.
Blow them dice in the room.
Yeah, but that's kind of gay.
It is kind of gay.
Yeah.
I think he should go strip clubbing because that's the most fun.
I think he wants to go see Cirque du Soleil.
He wants to see those tigers. Those white tigers going out, you know. That's what he wants.
I've never been to a strip club in Las Vegas.
We're going
to
talk about that
so
next week.
The strip clubs in Las Vegas.
We're almost done with the show.
Are the best strip clubs in the world. Go to the Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse?
George, you crazy horse, you.
It's time for you to go to bed, George.
You know, you got to finish yourself off on your own. But we
in front of the window. Don't think just because you hang up the phone that you can't leave that window.
No, I'm gonna go on Bono Way right now.
All right,
Bono
Way,
with or without
it's Bonobo
for everyone
who's
listening.
Like the
monkey. I think
wait,
we should
get that
URL Bono Way. I think George is brilliant.
We should have Boner Way. And
Boner Way.
Boner Way.
But for
it?
Everyone who's listening and possibly confused, that is www.bonobo.com.
Thank you, Sister Terry.
Boner Way.
You're welcome.
Zorzo7@gmail.com.
Okay, we got your address now.
Yeah.
We will invite you, and we will be your Bonobo Way friends, and I will message you about your mom, and then you'll be like, what?
And I will message you about the locker room.
Okay.
And I'll message you about Bukkake.
And I'll message you about you and me. Okay. All right. So we're gonna close down the show. Thank you, Brother George, and Brother Joe, Brother Brand, Sister Terry, Sister Sarah. Mm. We've had a happy Halloween.
Before
Talking
we
about
go,
scary sex.
Before
yeah.
We
before
go.
We go.
No on Prop 8, everyone.
No on Prop 8.
No
on
Prop 8.
Vote
and
Cynthia
Obama.
McKinney.
Obama.
Cynthia McKinney.
I'm
Black
for Vice
and
President.
Female. And she's a better candidate
Obama.
Than anybody.
Block no more, discrimination.
More block,
Let everyone
block.
Marry who they love.
Go
no
for
on
the
Prop
black
8.
Female.
I'm going to be voting for myself on Tuesday. And Prop 8. No, against
Cynthia
Prop
McKinney,
8.
2008.
But Obama's going to get California anyway. It's places like
I agree with
down
that.
With the
so
North
I
American Union,
for
the
yourself.
Hell
yeah.
with the world order.
So, all right,
We're going to close up. We're going to be back next week. In the meantime, you can always call our office. You have to pay, though, to talk. Now's the free time.
But the paid talk is much more focused. And
we're much
attentive.
Nicer to you,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, you don't get us.
On the radio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're very
mean
nice.
Voices in the back.
Gallery.
Right, or penis gallery. Well, there might penis be a gallery. Penis gallery, depending on what you're interested in.
You
by the way, this one guy
us.
Said to me that is a cuckold and his wife is supposedly fucking a black man. And he said, I'm voting for Obama. I want a black president in my White House and I want a black dick in my wife. I said, all right, that sounds like the future.
Something yeah. you'd say, a black dick and my white wife.
Yeah, that's true. White wife.
I think
she is white wife.
I think we're ending the show. We might be
we
done.
Are. Okay, so be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.